Time for our Copan Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Copan Hornet, head football coach Shane Page. Copan Wesleyan Christian playing their first game as a co-op. First football game in Copan played since early November of 2016. And Coach Page, things went according to script. A 46-0 win for you all. Shut out against Wilson Henrietta on Friday. If you could just kind of not only recap the ball game for us, but also just kind of your thoughts and feelings for the community of Copan on that first football game in a couple of years and a victory to boot.
You know, we talked about it a lot. It was for us, it was 365 days in the making to get back out on that field and actually play a game. For us to go out and perform like we did, it was tremendous for the kids. It was tremendous for the community. The stands were packed. We had people standing all over the place because there were so many seats that were full, but we had to actually have standing room only, so that was kind of nice. And then to go out and the kids perform like they can, like we knew they could, and put up 46 points in the first half and end up basically run-rolling a team, something that hasn't been done in Copan since, I said, at least for 6 to 7 years is what they told me. So it was kind of a very exciting for us, very exciting for the kids. Great way to start the year for our two seniors that we have on our team after not having football last year. So it was just kind of a wonderful feeling all the way around.
Z and Fisher, it sounded like got you off to a good start, and it was pretty much downhill from there.
Oh, yeah. We started off with opening kickoff return 84 yards by Z, and then Austin Cobb ran in the two-point conversion. We jumped up 8-0 real quick, and then after that, it was just kind of, you know, our defense did a great job. I think they only crossed the 50 one time. So Coach Cloud had the defense ready to go, and they looked phenomenal. And then we just ran our offense, and we ran the ball quite a bit, and Zane contributed with another touchdown catch and a couple that he ran in, and then Preston Francis ran a couple in, and Austin Cobb ran one in. So, I mean, it was just kind of a great group effort, and everybody got their hands on the ball. You know, we had Sam McGlathery did a center-eligible play, and he had a catch, and then Levi Harper contributed with a couple big catches, and Hudson Sparks contributed with a couple big catches. So, like I said, we just kind of got the ball spread out like we wanted to, and it was kind of hard for them to just pick one guy to try and take away. So we did a good job of using all the athletes and the weapons that we have.
And I thought that first score that you described kind of is a little bit of an encapsulated version of what's kind of gone on for you all. You have Zian Fisher, one of your guys, take it in for a score. Then you have Austin Cobb, a Wesleyan Christian kid, take it in for the two-point conversion. And it sounds like both communities and both sets of kids and everyone that's embraced this so well to this point, continuing to kind of embrace this new deal over the past couple of weeks, and the results are showing up on the field now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for a group of kids that are, you know, like we had talked about before, we're basically 2 weeks behind everybody else because of the co-op, and so we didn't know exactly what we were going to put on the field. And, you know, we knew we had a couple kids that could run a little bit, and we had a couple kids that could throw and catch, and so we thought we'd do all right. But to go out and perform like that, I mean, and then, like I said, the defensive part was what I was most impressed with, just because, like I said, I think they crossed the 50 maybe one time. Very good defensive performance. I mean, a lot of negative plays, a lot of sacks. I mean, Chris Schaefer is one that stands out to me. And, you know, I don't coach the defensive side of the ball that much, but I know it stood out to me. I know he had 10 tackles, and I know he had a sack and a couple tackles for a loss. He was playing with his hair on fire. I mean, he played linebacker like he's supposed to play linebacker. So it was very, very exciting. I mean, I don't know how to explain better, and I was very proud of the way the kids played, and they did everything we asked of them. And, you know, we had a couple of hiccups here and there, but overall, I'd say we had a tremendous first outing.
Copan head football coach Shane Page, and once again, the Mustangs and the Hornets going to be in Bartlesville this time, this Friday, as Wesleyan Christian's home field will host Copan Wesleyan Christian taking on Summit Christian. Coach Page, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you going forward.
All right, thank you, Evan.